Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Can you go another round? I will follow you.
We're going to spend a few minutes now with our three friends from our radio and online series, Under Her Skin, candid, intimate audio diaries all about surviving breast cancer. Our friend Crystal Miller reminds us that you have to listen closely to folks in the thick of the fight against cancer. They often talk like accountants, not patients.
Well, I definitely spent my lunch break going over bills on the phone. I definitely spent like a good 30 minutes going over a bill that I was sent that I had already paid.
Crystal Miller sounds like she's balancing the books for a small business. And for her and the other women with breast cancer, the hard realities are often dollars and cents.
The cost of the chemo, the cost of me having my surgery, it was like $3,000 for them to put me to sleep.
I've been blessed with the copay of $5, and most of my medicine is $5, and in some cases, it's been less than $5.
I was spending maybe about $25 to go to work and then about $40 to go home every day.
This is Crystal Miller's first time on the cancer journey, where doctors sometimes act like they would rather treat tumors than deal with the day-to-day human challenges of making ends meet, of life, and for veteran cancer survivor Anita Coleman, with family. There's an art, she says, to keeping the difficult moments hidden and making it all look effortless.
Trying to maintain and not let my children see any different because I wanted them to do well in school. The money was tight, but we managed, and I managed not to let them know how tight it was, because sometimes if you cut out the extra things that you really didn't need, you can make it.
Anita discovered that there is no medical treatment for losing your job. You're on your own.
This time around, I was laid off around the same time I was diagnosed, but I had relocated. My living expenses were less, and also since I had knew I was going to be laid off, I cut out some of the extra things. And staying off from work, you just don't get to do a lot of the extra things, but it's okay because I have time to go on walks, go to the beach, just sit around and take in the simple things that I don't have a chance to take in when I'm working.
Walks on the beach. Anita doesn't need a prescription for that. But Crystal Miller learned how cancer can turn some smart choices into questionable ones in a hurry. There's a limit to good planning when it comes to cancer.
I did not plan for this, obviously. I am happy that I had a little bit of money saved. Unfortunately for me, though, like before this happened, I paid off a student loan that I had from college, which was either like $12,000 to $15,000. And I also bought a car in October. I found my lump in November, diagnosed in December. I don't know if I knew this was going to happen if I would have did those things.
A positive for both Crystal Miller and Lisa Eccles is that they are employees at the hospitals where they're being treated. Familiar surroundings, friendly coworkers, and it keeps costs down. But nothing prepares you for something like this. Who comes up with these pricing schemes, Lisa wonders, about a procedure she had back in June?
I was thinking since I had both breasts removed at the same time that they would just charge me one fee, but they charge for each breast. It was like $38,000, so it was a lot.
No discount for a double mastectomy. Lisa rolls her eyes. It's all just difficult math. Trying to fit survival into the needs of a 16-year-old son still at home, Lisa has a pile for the bills to pay now and the ones that can wait. Here she is, August 15th, 2014.
It has been stressful to a certain extent because my husband having to cover majority of all the bills. So it has been pressure, but we don't have a whole lot of big bills because both our cars are paid off, and I thank God for that. But it's just the little bitty things that we try to keep up with, and some of them we can keep up with, and some of them we can't, and we have to have food or have light. So We usually just pay those, and the ones that we can't pay, we just call them and say, well, we can't make a payment this month. We'll double up next month.
Since we started profiling Anita, Crystal, and Lisa, our Takeaway Breast Cancer community has grown. We've heard stories of safety nets and financial peril from all over the country. Here's Takeaway listener Kyle Shepherd talking about his mom diagnosed with breast cancer 2 years ago.
When it comes to money, we don't have a lot of it. And the state of New York, where she lives, was very gracious in paying for most of her treatment, if not all of it. And I'm fairly certain that without it, she might have given up. And that is not a prospect we were willing to entertain.
As you start adding all that stuff up, and then you come to the end of the year, and you realize that you paid out of pocket almost over $8,000, we pretty much decided, okay, well, we're just not going to be able to take a vacation probably for a couple of years. Well, cost still plays a big effect on us, and we just want to keep an eye on making sure that the doctor visits we have don't interfere with what our day-to-day needs are.
That's listener Jesse Miller from Frisco, Texas, diagnosed 4 years ago. Vacations have to wait. Life on hold. Even when insurance does what it's supposed to do, it's still a lot of work. August 22nd, 2014. Crystal Miller leans into the microphone of her audio diary and gives us all this bit of personal wisdom.
I don't know. It is what it is. And I just felt like I had to do what I had to do. And money is not everything. And, you know, I'll have to pick up the pieces later, which is fine.
Our thanks to Crystal Miller, Anita Coleman, and Lisa Eccles for sharing their stories and the personal details of their lives with breast cancer. And to our Takeaway listeners who have added even more to this conversation, you can get involved by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can join our Facebook group for this project. Just go to facebook.com and type in Under Her Skin. And you can see the Takeaway's new interactive Under Her Skin website. Just visit thetakeaway.org.
Let's go.